26-year-old Patrick McCafferty is tall, so it's a bit of a surprise when he emerges from a tiny cottage behind a small house in Charlottesville.
Oh, I've tracked you down.
Yeah, good to meet you. Give me just a second. Come on in.
Great space. Thanks.
He's dressed in blue jeans and soft leather shoes that fit like gloves, with a place for each toe. He loves the feel, like going barefoot. And when he heard that this line of shoes would not be made anymore, he bought 5 more pairs. They're perfect for hiking in a nearby forest or just strolling around the yard looking for lunch.
Maybe close to 75-80% of the greens grown in your yard are edible. This is dead nettle. You can steam these, and they have a flavor that's actually reminiscent of mushrooms. Down here we've got some violets as well, which a lot of people will recognize by the heart-shaped leaves. It's very similar to spinach in flavor and texture. You can steam it or eat it raw.
McCafferty's always loved being outside, and in college he met a woman who lived in a wigwam and foraged for much of her food. She taught him the tricks of that trade, and he's become a master of plant identification.
On the highway, I can identify weeds going 60 miles an hour from, 100 yards away.
Actually, he avoids most land along highways, fearing air pollution that settles there and rail lines which are often sprayed with weed killers. Above all, he's learned which plants are poison.
There are really only a few to look out for that are really dangerous. Poison hemlock, that has leaves that look like carrot leaves. It's easy to confuse. Some people do try to find wild carrots, which are around here, also known as Queen Anne's lace. So anything that resembles carrot or parsley leaves, I would stay away from as a beginner. Milkweed, pokeweed. But other than that, the plants that I'm showing you right now don't have any close lookalikes, and these are plants that are safe enough that I feel comfortable teaching them to the kids at my school.
McCafferty teaches at Mountaintop Montessori in Albemarle County, and his students will staff a special salad bar at this weekend's Tom Tom Festival.
We'll be having some chickweed, dead nettle, dandelion. We'll have some sorrel, which is kind of lemony and kids love it, some clover, some wild garlic, yellow dock.
He'll also feature mugwort, which has applications beyond the salad bowl.
That's one that you can use for tea. It's soothing to the soul and to the muscles. You can crush it up and put it in your bath after a long day's work, and you can drink it as a tea before bed.
And he'll discuss an excellent source of protein.
The natives in this area, they lived off of acorns. That was their big harvest of the year that lasted them all winter. So acorns, you can boil the tannins out and grind it into flour, make bread and pancakes. They're delicious.
Weed salads will be served free of charge from 9 to noon Saturday, and McCafferty plans to lead edible weed walks before and afterward. He'll explain why harvesting weeds is nutritious and cost-effective, and he'll recommend a book written by 2 Charlottesville women called Foraging and Feasting, with recipes to make Virginia's wild greens even tastier. I'm Sandy Houseman.